Occupational therapy for learning disabilities. Occupational therapy, OT, plays an instrumental role in assisting people with a learning disability. Neurological variations that influence how the brain processes, retains and communicates information. Occupational therapists possess specialized expertise to address these differences, focusing on developing skills that enhance overall learning and daily functioning. How occupational therapy supports learning disabilities. Learning disabilities represent a diverse group of neurodevelopmental differences characterized by significant difficulties in understanding complex information, learning certain skills, and managing everyday activities. The impact of a learning disability is broad and varied, affecting education, social interaction, emotional well-being, and daily living skills. Occupational therapy, with its holistic focus on enabling participation in everyday activities, is uniquely positioned to address the challenges presented by learning disabilities. Many children with learning disabilities face challenges when it comes to managing self-care activities and building friendships. Occupational therapists can support children by teaching vital life skills, promoting confidence, and encouraging better social interactions. This approach aids their integration within social settings and enables them to nurture greater resilience. LEAF Complex CARES occupational therapists provide assessments and interventions and create guidance and support to help people build their abilities to perform daily activities across their home, work, and community settings. The significance of occupational therapy as an intervention for people with a learning disability highlights its impact on enhancing their capacity to carry out daily tasks and boost the overall quality of everyday life. Goals of occupational therapy for learning disabilities. Learning disabilities can create significant barriers to performing everyday tasks, thriving in educational environments, and participating in social activities. People with a learning disability often require more time to grasp new concepts and may benefit from additional support when it comes to acquiring new skills, comprehending complex information, and engaging with others. The primary goals of occupational therapy include improving academic performance. An occupational therapist supports young people and adults in overcoming barriers to academic achievement by focusing on a range of physical, cognitive, and sensory challenges. For people with a learning disability to experience improved well-being and academic performance, there are many strategies and interventions that occupational therapists use in daily life, such as developing essential skills, enhancing attention and focus, evidence-based interventions, person-centered approach, improving literacy and writing skills, sensory integration techniques, task adaptation and modifications, collaborative consultation, addressing motor and sensory needs, self-regulation and emotional support, enhancing self-care skills. Occupational therapists concentrate on building various self-care abilities essential for a person's day-to-day functioning and independence. These include eating, brushing teeth, dressing, mastering zippers, belts, and tying shoelaces, using the toilet, bathing, and grooming activities like brushing hair. They allow people to enhance their sense of self-care through the following: bilateral coordination and motor skills. Therapists often focus on improving bilateral coordination, mainly when supporting children with a learning disability. This might involve activities like holding a toothbrush in one hand while squeezing toothpaste onto it with the other, or using one hand to steady a bowl while stirring with the opposite hand. Additionally, they work on developing gross motor skills essential for maintaining balance, such as lifting one leg to insert it into a trouser leg. Fine motor skills, which require using small muscles in the fingers and hands, are another critical area of support, as these can be particularly challenging when performing tasks like tying shoelaces, unbuttoning clothing, or using cutlery during mealtimes. Addressing cognitive, sensory, and physical difficulties. These interventions focus on enhancing abilities such as attention, executive functioning, sensory processing, and motor skills, all of which are vital in carrying out self-care routines. Use of assistive devices and environmental adaptations. To support self-care activities, occupational therapists might suggest visual aids, adaptive equipment, or modifications to the home environment. These adjustments and tools can simplify everyday tasks, making them more accessible and manageable for people with a learning disability. Creating routines and visual schedules. Strategies like establishing routines, incorporating visual schedules, and addressing sensory challenges are utilized to support people in practicing and mastering self-care skills. A structured and predictable environment can be especially advantageous for people with neurological differences, including sensory processing difficulties. Promoting social skills. Occupational therapy helps people with a learning disability to develop social skills. These skills are essential for forming relationships, engaging in school and community activities, and overall personal development. Occupational therapists use various strategies and interventions to promote social skills in the following ways. Developing social and interpersonal skills, role play and modeling structured activities and games. Sensory integration and self-regulation, visual supports and social stories, enhancing empathy and collaboration, addressing environmental factors, individualized and holistic approach, measuring progress and adjusting interventions, methods and approaches in occupational therapy. Occupational therapy interventions for people with learning disabilities are carefully designed to meet their unique challenges, enabling them to build essential skills for a meaningful and productive life. By employing evidence-based practices and collaborating with other disciplines, occupational therapists support people in gaining increased independence and enhancing their involvement within their communities. Neurodevelopmental, NDT, approach. The NDT approach takes a holistic view, considering the whole person rather than concentrating solely on their difficulties. It brings together occupational therapists, physiotherapists, speech and language therapists, and other professionals to collaboratively address potential movement challenges and improve independence. Occupational therapists typically employ a range of strategies and interventions, which include the following. Guided and facilitated movements, playful and engaging sessions, integration of functional tasks, family involvement and education, environmental adaptations, sensory integration, SI, approach. Sensory integration is a specialized approach within occupational therapy that focuses on helping people with a learning disability better process and integrate sensory information. Sensory integration involves processing, organizing, and understanding sensory information from the body and the environment. It allows people to carry out everyday tasks like dressing, eating, moving, and social interactions and to spend time learning and working. The main strategies and interventions that occupational therapists use are structured sensory experiences, sensory opportunities and therapeutic equipment, a playful and engaging atmosphere, collaboration and education, occupation-based approach, OBA. This comprehensive approach prioritizes the person's unique goals and interests. By working closely with the people who require support, occupational therapists identify activities with personal significance and develop interventions that promote active engagement in completing those pursuits. The OBA approach is beneficial for people with learning disabilities as it helps them improve daily living skills, enhance motor and coordination skills, increase confidence, experience positive impact on mental and physical development, improve social and communication skills, tailored intervention and social care, experience early intervention and lifelong impact in their lives. Cognitive behavioral approach. Cognitive behavioral therapy supports people with neurological differences or mental health challenges in managing their emotions, behaviors, and thoughts. By employing strategies such as stress management, coping skills training, and cognitive restructuring, it aims to maintain and enhance psychological well-being. Psychosocial approach. This method focuses on enhancing both emotional and social well-being. Occupational therapists collaborate with people to boost self-esteem, develop coping strategies, improve social engagement, and manage emotional responses. It is widely applied in mental health care environments, involving families in the occupational therapy process. Our occupational therapists employ a collaborative approach, involving care recipients, their families and support workers in occupational therapy. They ensure everyone understands the person's needs and create a supportive care environment. The multidisciplinary team at Leaf Complex Care is trained in specialist and humanized practices, such as the PERMA model and capable environments. These models focus on meeting and exceeding each person's unique needs, ensuring that care is personalized and compassionate. Our care team fosters close collaboration, gaining a deep understanding of people's specific needs and aspirations. This enables them to design tailored plans that support people with a learning disability in maintaining independence and enhancing their overall quality of life. The interventions involve creating activity planners to establish meaningful routines and offering social support to engage in various activities. Learn more about our multidisciplinary team from Amy Butler, Therapy Team Lead, Positive Behavior Support, PBS, Specialist and Coach, and Occupational Therapist Ophelia Zeri. Rightwards double arrow read more about involving people in their care and following their desires and needs in the comfort of their homes. Promoting the rights of people with learning disabilities. Core values such as independence, autonomy, and equality are safeguarded by the Human Rights Act 1998. Learning disability services should equip practitioners with the knowledge and confidence to apply human rights principles in practice, ensuring learning disability support always respects a person's rights. The commitment includes enabling people to have freedom and autonomy with minimal interference from others, overcome barriers to be part of the community, services, and connections available to everyone, reduce the use of restrictions imposed by others while addressing day-to-day challenges. Every human being is entitled to certain basic rights, including the right to respect for private and family life. This also includes protecting people's autonomy and giving them the primary decision on individual choices in life, followed by appropriate support from their support workers and family members. This makes people feel more secure in making decisions about their lives, establishing and maintaining relationships, and enjoying their family life free from outside interference. Are you interested in a brief overview of the Human Rights Act 1988? We've created a section where you can find helpful information, always focusing on safeguarding human rights and promoting equality in the health and social sector. Download your overview today, alongside other crucial legislation. Resource Hub Learning Disabilities Care and Support with LEAF Complex Care. Supporting people with a learning disability requires an open, humanized and informed approach. It involves care teams that understand each person's specific needs and preferences. Person-centricity and compassion are the main guides on our path as social care providers specializing in learning disabilities services. Our support workers undergo mandatory and practical training, both online and in person. We have an in-house training team supported by a Positive Behavior Support, PBS, team and a PROACT SKIP team that can create bespoke training tailored to meet people's specific needs. Meet Mitch, a young person who lives with a learning disability and cerebral palsy. Discover his care journey and our natural collaboration, filled with many positive outcomes through active support and care. For further information, please contact us today. We are glad to support you every step of the way. LEAF Complex Care delivers support across the UK, with offices in Bristol, Southeast, Birmingham and Somerset. Read more about other topics. Blog. Our office administrator Jake B. shares his journey with autism. Today we share the inspirational story of Jake Banbury, our office administrator at LEAF Complex Care in Exeter. Jake shares his thoughts on his aspirations, job responsibilities and experience working with his colleagues at LEAF Complex Care. Some of the uplifting stories Jake shares. Read more. Blog. Global Developmental Delay versus Autism. Global Developmental Delay, GDD, refers to a child's delays in achieving developmental milestones. Autism Spectrum Disorder, ASD, in contrast, is a neurological difference that shapes an individual's perception and interaction. Read more. Blog. Autism Triggers and Responses While in Crisis. Autism, a neurological difference, manifests uniquely in each individual, necessitating a tailored approach to support. Recognizing and addressing autism triggers is crucial for promoting mental well-being, as these triggers can. Read more.